page right out of his story. Let's ride with the family down the street, through the courtesy of Fritz and Pete. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba-dabba-doo time, a dabba-doo time, we'll have a gay old time.
You're watching 1963 on Boomerang from Cartoon Network.
Who calls Gazam the mighty?
It is I, O Gazam, the great Gazoo.
He who was banished to the third solar planet by my own order?
The same mighty one, but I have made restitution. I have done good deeds among the dum-dums here, the Stone Age people here. I have learned my lesson, and I'm ready to return.
I, Gazam, have heard.
What does the mighty Gazam say to the great Gazoo about his coming back to his home on the planet Zatox?
The mighty one says, are you kidding? Don't call us, we'll call you.
Poor little guy, I guess he's lonesome down here.
With us around? Don't be silly. Right, Gazoo?
Are you kidding?
There's your answer, Fred.
He'll get over it. Who do you like in the second race of Boulder Downs, Bunny?
Only one real winner, Freddy boy.
You're right. Number 7, Flying Granite.
Number 3, Royal Marble.
Oh, you are joking. He's even in back with at the starting gate. If he even finishes, they ought to pay 6-1.
Well, last time out, he beat Flying Granite by 6 lengths.
He tripped him. You call that fair?
Fair. You dum-dum slay me. The real reason Royal Marble won was because Flying Granite had a bad stomachache.
You see, Barney?
But Flying Granite couldn't have won if Slippery Slag had been running.
Slippery Slag? That slow-motion expert?
He's running in the second race today, too.
Walking is the word.
He's going to win.
Oh, if only you'd put up money to back that up.
He'll win by 30 lengths. Bye now.
I still say Flying Granite.
Royal Marble.
The horses are in the starting gate. They're off. It's Royal Marble in front, Happy Asphalt second, Flying Granite third. And the bad last is Slippery Slag.
Slippery Slag.
Into the far turn, it's Royal Marble by a length, Flying Granite moving up on the inside, and here comes Flying Granite.
Go, 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 you Flying Granite!
Go, 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 Royal Marble, go!
With Stony Brook third and way back running, his usual awful race is Slippery Slag.
That Gazoo, some things he doesn't know anything about, huh, Barney?
Yeah, come on, Royal Marble!
Yay, Flying Granite!
Into the home stretch, it's Flying Granite and Royal Marble, fang and fang. They're 20 lengths in front as they come down the home stretch. But look, here comes Slippery Slag.
Slippery Slag?
That's what the man said.
It's Slippery Slag in front by 30 lengths at the finish. He left the whole field in the dust. The winner, Slippery Slag.
Did you get that, dum-dums? 30 lengths.
Say, Fred, you think Gazoo knows something we don't?
Nah, beginner's luck.
The winners tomorrow at Hollystone Park are as follows. Millstone in the first race, Concrete Kitty in the second, and Equirock in the third.
I could pick names out of thin air, too, if I wanted.
But, Fred, names of horses you never saw run, at a park you never been to, and without ever having seen a racing form?
Yeah, maybe he does have something. Hey, Gazoo! Gazoo!
Where'd he go? He was right here.
He's probably in playing with the kids. After all, except for you and me, they're the only ones who can even see Gazoo.
Can see who, Fred?
Nobody, Wilma.
Naturally not.
Oh, what Fred means, Wilma, is that the kids are making up a new game and they put people in it. People nobody else can see.
Oh, yes. Children have such vivid imaginations. I'm going over to Betty's for a minute. Dinner's already on the stove, Fred.
Okay, dear. I got a hand it to you, Bonnie. You got more imagination than the kid.
It's all psychology, Fred.
Yeah, and a couple of whoppers don't hurt either.
Shall we do some tricks,
Go, 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 go.
right. Now watch Dino and Hoppy.
Dino, go, bye-bye.
Now then, shall we bring your pets back?
Hey, Gazoo, we want you to settle a bet between Barney and me.
Quiet, I must concentrate. We were going to bring Dino and Hoppy back. I've got an idea that might be fun. What do you think?
Come on. So bring him back. We want to talk to you.
As you wish. First, Dino.
Hey! Get off, Dino! Okay. Knock it off.
And now to bring back Hoppy.
Hey, that's a good trick, Gazoo.
Now, dum-dums, you wish to speak to me?
Fred did. Yeah. You were kidding about those winners tomorrow?
Was I?
What I mean is, are you really going to win?
Millstone in the first,
Concrete Kitty in the second,
and Equirock in the third. Yes. Any more questions, dum-dums?
No, sir. I mean, no thanks. Just checking. Yeah, have fun with the kids.
Barney, old buddy, you got any money?
Money?
Yeah, like maybe $2.
You're not going to bet on...
Shh, not so loud. Not going to bet on a short thing? Of course I am.
Yeah, well, even if you were going to, Wilma will never let you go to the racetrack.
You're watching 1963 on Boomerang from Cartoon Network.
I gotta hand it to you, Fred. You did it.
After all, I am the head of the house.
Gee, I sure do admire you. You just said, I'm going to the races, and you walked out.
Wrong. I said, we're going bowling, and walked out. Hey, look, bud.
Holly Stone Park. Yep, this is it, Freddy boy.
Right, let's get this thing parked. We just got time for the first race. $4 on Millstone to win the first.
Four?
Fred Flintstone, last of the big spenders.
At 6-1, he hasn't got a chance, Fatso. But why tell you? You wouldn't listen, right?
Right.
It's your money, at least it was. $4 on Millstone to win. Here you are, sir.
Hey, Stoney, get a load of the squares.
Come on, Millstone! Come on, Millstone!
Hey, wait till the race starts, Bond.
Millstone in the first. What a laugh.
It's Wallwire and Millstone. Millstone moves in front. It's Millstone all by himself. At the finish, it's Millstone by 2 lengths.
Gazoo was right, Barney. We just made $20.
Yeah. Hey, let's cash in and get the bet down on the second race, huh?
Squares, huh?
Accidents will happen.
Concrete Kitty?
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Maybe third. Once a year, second. But first, never. Still, it's...
our money, right? We bet the whole 20.
Gee, Fred, do you think we ought to...
So we lose $4. We win, we got 98.
Diamond Fred Flintstone.
Shoot the works on Concrete Kitty.
What do you think, Stoney?
Never. Like the man said, maybe show, but it'll never win.
And to the wire, it's Concrete Kitty in front by 7 lengths.
We did it again, Freddy boy!
Save the congratulations for later. Come on!
Yeah, let's get our bet down for the third race.
2 accidents in a row is 2 accidental.
They could have a system.
The whole bundle on Equirock in the third.
Yes, sir.
Fred, save out the $4 we came with just so we won't go home broke, huh?
Okay, here. But you got no confidence in Gazoo.
Gazoo? Must be a new system they invented.
Here they come, ladies and gentlemen. It's Equirock by 8 lengths. Coming up to the wire, it's an easy win for Equirock.
The boss will want to hear about this new system.
You can bet on that. First, we follow them home. Find out where they hang out. Then we get the boss.
Right.
Gosh, $210 in 1 hour.
Don't lose them.
I won't. And you can bet on that, too.
Hey, what are you going to get with your share of the money, Fred?
I've had my eye on a genuine stegosaurus skin bowling bag.
Oh, great. Watch out for that puddle up ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I see it. What are you going to get, Bart?
Well, there's a fishing pool downtown I could never afford before.
That's far enough. Now, remember, the girls ask us we've been bowling.
Oh, don't worry. I haven't forgotten.
That must be their hangout.
Now, remember, bowling.
Right. Here comes your lovable pet, Fred.
Oh, boy.
Back so soon from bowling?
Did you have a good time?
Oh, we had a swell time.
Yeah, I bowled a great game.
What's the matter with Dino?
Dino's acting as if he caught you in a fib.
I told you, we just went bowling.
Barney Rubble, have you been up to anything?
Oh, you ought to know me better than that, Betty. Well, it sure is hot.
Money! There must be at least $100 here. Look, Wilma.
I'm looking. If your best friend has $100, then you have $100. Hand it over. You've been gambling, haven't you?
No!
Then how did you get $200? I think I have a right to ask that question.
Oh, you sure have, honey. Answer her, Fred.
We won a raffle. Yeah, that's it. We won a raffle?
Never mind, Fred. I believe we were going shopping, Betty. I'll get Pebbles.
And I'll take Bam Bam. The Bedrock Department Store is having a lovely sale on practically everything.
You might as well go with them, too. Stool pigeon pooch.
The women and kids left. Looks like they're alone.
Yeah, now's a good time to find out who they are and where they got their system. Come on.
There went our money.
Not all of it.
Huh?
I saved out the $4 we started with.
Okay, I'm coming. Yes?
The lady of the house home.
No, just me and my buddy. Hey, you can't come in here.
We can't do what, Fatso?
Oh. Yeah. And we got company, Barney. But I keep telling you it wasn't our system, it was a friend.
So what's the friend's name, funny man?
Gazoo.
Gazoo? Sounds like a sneeze.
You know what happens to wise guys who tried to fool us?
Gazoo isn't here right now.
He had to touch base with a man.
I'm right here, dum-dum. Too bad they can't see me, isn't it?
Pretty big fella, the man.
Out of this world.
Yeah, very big.
They're stalling us.
Right. Their whole story is phony. Let's take him to see Big Ed. Okay, you two, on your feet.
We're gonna see the man we touch base with.
You mean Big Ed McRock?
The boss.
Well, certainly I'm going along. I have to keep my dum-dum safe from harm. But that doesn't mean they don't deserve a good stiff lesson first.
Betty, I can't do it. I can't walk out of the store with all these presents for ourselves.
My conscience won't let me either, Wilma. I don't care what my husband did. He's still my husband and... Well, let's get our money back before I start crying right here.
You think Fred will like this Stegosaurus skin bowling bag, Betty?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful.
It's expensive. He'll flip when he sees it.
So will Barney when he sees this fishing rod with all the latest attachments.
He's wanted one for months.
Well, he's got one now.
Oh, aren't we the loveliest, sweetest, kindest, dearest wives in the whole world? Everything for our husbands and nothing for us. At least we saved out enough to get a toy turtle for Pebbles.
And some weights for Bam Bam.
Oh, boy. Here we go again. Well, as long as it makes the kids happy. Click, 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 click. Click, 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 click.
Pull up in front of the last house on the street. That's the boss's house.
Hop out, sports. This is it.
You're so soon. And I was enjoying the ride so much.
I find this exercise very useful. Know what I mean? Bring me something else to chop. Needle nose.
Right, boss.
So you fellas don't want to share your little secret with my bones, huh?
Well, you see, it's like this.
Shut up. Know why I keep my hand in trim? For guys like you.
How's this boulder to chop on, boss?
Yeah, fine.
That's a good likeness of the fat one, boss.
It was. Now you boys ready to talk?
Oh, yes, sir. Well, we enjoy talking, don't we, Barney?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me the winners at Boulder Downs this afternoon.
He means we got to have a conference first, alone.
Throw them into the waiting room, Needle Nose.
They call this a waiting room?
Yeah. But don't ask, waiting for what? We need Gazoo to come to our rescue. Gazoo!
Gazoo, where are you?
Please don't shout so. I'm right here. You want the winners at Boulder Downs, right? First race, Shady Slate. Second race, Asphalt. Third race, Leaping Lava.
First, Shady Slate. Second, Asphalt. Third, Leaping Lava. Get the car out, Needle Nose. We are going to Boulder Downs.
Well, you won't be needing us anymore, so we'll be going.
You'll be going right back into the waiting room. When we get back with the dough, then you can go.
At the finish, it's Patootie in front, Shady Slate second, and Three-Timer third.
Shady Slate didn't win, huh? Okay. Double the bet on Asphalt in the second. Dog. Now. Right, boss? All of a sudden, I don't like that fat Fred Flintstone a whole lot. That hurts.
And it's Beanbag first by six lengths, Whetstone second, and Asphalt a poor third.
Double the bet on Leaping Lava in a tie.
Yes, sir.
Coming to the finish line, it's Rockhead, Biff Bang, and Leaping Lava third.
Wait till I get my hands on those two guys.
My hand.
Gee, boss, sorry about your hand, but with that cast on it, you'll be better than ever with that there chopping.
Shut up and get me home. I can't make up my mind which one I hate worse, the fat one or the little one. Shady Slate, Asphalt, Leaping Lava, in that order. I did just like you told me.
Well, so long.
It'll been nice knowing you.
Hey!
What was that for?
For giving me a bum steer. Okay, Fatso, your turn.
Oh, dear. I suppose it's time to come to the aid of my parties.
I'm gonna do some fancy chopping on you.
He got the boss.
Let's chop this one up, then get Fatso.
Gee, Gazoo, thanks.
Quiet, dum-dum. I have a call to make.
Bedrock Police Department.
I believe you're looking for three malefactors named Big Ed, Stoney, and Needle Nose.
You bet we are.
You'll find them waiting for you at 876 Slag Heap Terrace.
Goodbye.
Come on, dum-dums, I'll drive you home. I hope this taught you both a lesson. Betting on horses is not for dum-dums like you, understand? We have a saying on planet Zetons, made up by the mighty Kazam. If you can't afford to lose, you can't afford to win. Right?
Right. No more betting.
Those guys didn't have any license on their car. They didn't even have a car. I'm getting out of here.
Here we are, home.
Hey, what was that we were driving along in?
Would you believe me if I told you?
No, that's okay.
Yeah. Thanks for the ride.
Oh, the boys are home.
Come on, kids, and bring the presents.
Bam, 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 bam.
Mm-hmm. That
that's for the most wonderful husband a lucky wife ever had.
And that goes double for me, too.
Oh, yes. Pebbles has a present I bought you.
Oh, no! A stegosaurus skin bowling bag! Oh, gosh, that's just what I wanted.
Bam, bam.
Bam, 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 bam!
Oh, it can't be. Oh, my gosh, the fishing pole I wanted. How can I ever thank you, buddy?
By forgiving us for ever doubting you.
Please, Fred. Say you'll forgive us.
Only if you'll forgive us for lying about going bowling.
We went to the track and bet on the races.
Mm. Thank you for telling us. You're a dear.
Well, they've had a happy ending. Now it's time for me to touch first base with the man. Now, Kazam, oh mighty one, may I come home now? I have shown the dum-dums the perils of greed.
But if you hadn't given them the winners in the first place, they never would have been tempted. You will stay where you are until further notice.
Gee, that's tough. Except, I'm not too unhappy. 'Cause when you do finally go, I'm gonna miss you something awful.
Yeah, me too. You're our best friend.
Gosh, that's the nicest thing any dum-dum ever said to me. I hate to admit it, but when I do leave you, I'll probably miss you dum-dums, too.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stone Age family.